Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum, avid readers. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf, approaching you with a book every week. We are reading the book Eternal Manifestations, 80 Stories from the Life of Allama Tabatabai together. Sometimes our true desires are reflected in someone else's life. They can become our role model and hence guide us towards the goals that we yearn so much. Since they've already been through the path and thus the troubles, they inspire us and illuminate the path ahead and how to tackle the unexpected. I've always been a firm believer in the necessity of having a role model. I think each person should have not one, but many role models, for it's unlikely that one person can fulfill all our needs. Teachers are a revered class by any wise community, and a role model is the highest kind of teacher, for they inspire by practice, not just theory. In addition, they emanate ambition to their admirers. Now, sometimes we unknowingly have a role model. We must have seen something in that person that seems attractive to us. But man is full of earthly whims. We might have been distracted by someone's fame or affluence alone. That might end up being accumulated from illegitimate sources. So it seems wiser to manually select our role models instead of allowing our brains to do so on autopilot mode, because we tend to become similar to our role models. We're not limited in the number of people we choose as our role model. Similarly, we're not limited on whether they are even alive or not. How, you ask? Because books. And the credit goes to the great researchers who dedicate the time to probe into the life of the great and publish their findings for us in the form of books. Today we want to suggest someone to you as a potential role model in his love and passion to the Ahlul Bayt and his lifestyle. Okay, let's listen to Sheikh Zayd As-Salami, the translator of one of Allama Tabatabai's books.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein al-Tabatabai rahimahullah was an exceptional, unique scholar. He created a new milestone in contemporary Shia Islam. He was a student of Sayyid Ali al-Qadhi, who in turn was a student from a lineage of great scholars, and Allama Tabatabai himself produced also many wonderful ulama and scholars that we can see today and we are benefiting from today. With all of the wonderful achievements and accomplishments that Allama Tabatabai had in the area of mysticism, in the area of philosophy, in the area of Islamic studies, in his building of a relationship between the East and the West, with his correspondence with Professor Henry Corbin, in him nurturing intellectually the likes of Sayyid Hussein Nasr and others, we can see that something that stands out in the life of Allama Tabatabai is, along with all of those other things, he devoted and dedicated his time and life and effort to commentating on the Holy Quran. And the product of that is Al-Mizan fi Tafsir Al-Quran, which did in itself create a mass revolution in the ideology of Shia intellectual studies. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Sheikh Zayd As-Salami, the translator of one of Allama Tabatabai's books. You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf. Role models can become the flames that kindle ambition within us. You will become similar to your role model one way or another, so choose your role models wisely. Today we want to introduce a book on one of the great Shia scholars who has passed away. Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai, famously known as Allama Tabatabai, is one of the great contemporary Shia scholars. He's mostly known for his renowned Tafsir al-Mizan, a 27-volume interpretation of the Quran, which took him almost 20 years to complete. But this is only one of his many other books and articles. Today's book is about Allama Tabatabai's love for the Ahlul Bayt. We can take a leaf out of this book to assess our own love in practice for God's representatives and the Prophet's successors, the infallible Ahlul Bayt. This book has been published by the Islamic Development Organization, which was established with the intention to disseminate Islamic spirituality and culture through research, teaching, and publication. Alright, so I have the book in front of me right now. The book comes in only 34 pages, and the author is Ahmed Lughmani, translated by Mr. Yusuf Ali. The contents, well, they are basically a lot of stories, but the contents are love for the Ahlul Bayt, manner of character, manner at home with his wife, his children, sincerity and humility, spirituality, Allama and the Quran, knowledge, Allama as a student, Allama as a teacher, academic activities, the book Al-Mizan, perseverance and hard work, spiritual disclosure, and the final chapter is about his final days. Let's take a break and we'll be back with an excerpt.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only king.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio. This is Bookshelf Broadcasting from Iran, and we are reading the book Eternal Manifestations, 80 Stories from the Life of Allama Tabatabai together. There's a story about how much respect Allama had for women, and I'm going to read from that part. The story is about when Allama Tabatabai was weeping for his wife's death, and someone asked him why she was so dear to him. He said, "It was this woman who allowed me to reach this position. She has been my partner, and whatever books I have written, half of the credit belongs to her." This one sentence from Allama Tabatabai is sufficient as an indication of his enlightened view of woman. At another time, he said, "If a woman did not have importance, God would not have placed the lineage of the 12 Imams in the progeny of Hazrat Zahra. Truly, if a woman is noble and good, she can make the entire world a rose garden. And if she is bad, she can make the world a hell. Woman and man are partners, and after looking after the raising of her children, a woman must become aware and familiar with the affairs of her society." There's another story which is about Allama Tabatabai's sincerity towards the Ma'sumin. Whenever the name of one of the Ma'sumin was mentioned, humility and etiquette would be apparent on Allama's face. He had particular reverence for Imam Zaman, the 12th holy Imam. May we be sacrificed for him. He considered the position of the Prophet, Imams, and Hadrat Siddiqa Kubra, which is Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, to be beyond description. He had a humble, reverential, and pious manner in respect to them, considered their position and status to be celestial, and had an in-depth knowledge of their actions and history. Now, alright, let's jump to another part, which is about when Allama was a student. Allama Tabatabai narrates an account of the early days of his studies in the following manner. "In the early days of my studies, when I was occupied with studying Sarf and Nahw, I did not have a deep desire to continue my studies. As a result, however much I studied, I did not fully understand the material. I passed 4 years in this manner. Then one day, divine favor grabbed a hold of me and changed me, and I felt a sense of infatuation and restlessness in relation to gaining knowledge, such that from that day onwards until my studies came to a completion approximately 18 years later, I never once felt tired or reluctant when it came to learning and thinking, and I completely forgot both the beauty and the unsightliness of the world. I ended all dealings I had with those who were not part of the scholarly and academic tradition. I satisfied myself with the least possible amount of time for eating, sleeping, and other necessities of life, and spent the rest of my time in my studies." And so Allama Tabatabai goes on to explain how that moment of grace changed his life towards scholarly issues forever. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have, but if you missed it, don't worry. We covered the book Eternal Manifestations, 80 Stories from the Life of Allama Tabatabai, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. And if you missed the program, you can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. From the whole team here on Bookshelf, until next week and another book. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.